With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An Israeli attack on Iran last week likely damaged a base run by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard.
Satellite pictures taken for and analyzed by the Associated Press show damage at an Iranian Revolutionary Guard base after Israel's strike on the country. These photos show the Shahrud spaceport. This is a spaceport that's run by Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, which answers only to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This photo show damage at a main facility there, as well as other buildings and what appears to be a hangar at the site. It shows damage in Iran's Semnan province. This attack seemed to have targeted a main building that's involved in building Iran's ballistic missiles, the same kind of missiles that were used in Iran's attacks on Israel in April as well as in October.
Also at SRNnews.com, Nebraska uses a unique method to find election workers. It drafts them.
Nebraska is the only state in the nation to require residents to help run elections through a draft. Anyone who ignores a summons could be charged with a criminal misdemeanor and fined up to $100. The only way to get out of the draft is to get off the voter registration rolls. The drafted election workers get paid $12 an hour for their service. So far, only two of the state's most populous counties use the draft. That's because they need thousands of workers. Douglas County's election commissioner says finding all that help, especially at a time when election workers face threats and safety concerns, can be a challenge. I'm Julie Walker.
George W. Bush's daughter, Barbara, announces that she is endorsing Kamala Harris. She spent part of last weekend campaigning for the vice president in Pennsylvania. Number of job openings fell in September. The Labor Department says fewer than 7.5 million jobs were available, to drop of more than 400,000. This is SRN News. The National Religious Broadcasters want you to vote.
The organization is flooding the airwaves and social media with a series of public service announcements designed to get Christians to the polls on Election Day. The spots feature evangelical leaders such as John MacArthur, David Jeremiah, and Robert Jeffress, and are aimed at the millions of believers whom statistics indicate are liable to sit out this election. Experts point out that mobilizing just a portion of these people would change the outcome of the vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers and officials in several states are trying to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters has mandated that schools stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passed a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms, the subject of a federal lawsuit. Texas education agencies proposed a reading curriculum that includes stories from the Old and New Testaments. This is SRN News. Well, a drug maker benefits from COVID.
A boost from COVID-19 treatment sales helped push Pfizer to a better-than-expected third quarter and higher forecast for the year. Demand for the drug maker's Paxlovid treatment, spurred by the latest COVID wave and a U.S. national stockpile delivery, led to $2.7 billion in sales for the drug. The company also cited sales growth from several other drugs as total revenue climbed 31% to $17.7 billion in the recently completed quarter. John Scott reporting.
NASA says a recently discovered comet has broken apart as it approached the sun. The space agency said that its sun-observing spacecraft captured the moment when the comet broke into chunks this week. Astronomers have been tracking it since it was discovered in September by a telescope in Hawaii. It's thought to be part of a family of comets that pass incredibly close to the sun. More details at srnnews.com.